time for our weekly warnings from the Better Business Bureau. President and CEO Steve Burness joining us now. Let's talk first, Steve, about those travel scams. It's getting very expensive to fly, and is that why there are so many ripoffs now?
It's more expensive to fly now as well, Bob, and thanks for having me on. But also because of the holiday season, people want to get away, and everything's opened up a little bit more than it has last year, and therefore the scammers found out a way to try to take advantage of the situation. So the Better Business Bureau is seeing an increase in these types of complaints and scams, you know, reported to our scam tracker. Most of it is regarding, you know, free offer for vacation. And when that vacation comes in, you know, there's not a vacation. It's a scammer just trying to take the money from you. Or it's a place that you really don't want to go or be at. And unfortunately, it's beyond, you know, there's no fun in it because there's a lot of problems with it.
Steve, I hope you pulled over to the side of the road there.
Yeah, I did.
Everything okay?
Everything fine.
Also, let's talk about this business of your vehicle service contract. I think I get these calls about my car's warranty every day. What's going on there?
It seems like, you know, a lot of the calls are coming out. We have a lot of these companies, and some have, you know, unsatisfactory records, and a lot of them are operating out of the St. Louis area, where they seem to have a problem. And a lot of consumers report to the BBB they're getting these calls. They don't even own cars. So it kind of tells you that everybody's on this list, Bob, and that they're trying to sell you this extended warranty. And it's actually not an extended warranty because it's not a warranty coming from a third party. The only warranty can come from, obviously, the manufacturer. So you got to be careful of those phone calls, and even those postcards saying that your warranty is about to expire, you need to take action. Because those are sometimes those misleading companies. And what we're hearing at the Better Business Bureau is that, you know, the big print giveth and the little print taketh away. So they promise you that they can, you know, fix all your vehicles. And unfortunately, when you time to take it in for repair, they say, oh, it doesn't cover this. On page 27, line 6, it doesn't cover this part. So you got to really know the company you're doing business with, you know, check with the Better Business Bureau and other resources as well. And not just going with the company because they call you online.
Yeah, yeah. Big print giveth, little print taketh away. That's almost as good as your tip-off to the rip-off line, Steve. I like that. There's also an email going around, and I got this. Very suspicious. It is from Venmo, or it looks like it's from Venmo. It says, confirm your information by a certain date. We need a bit more info from you so we can confirm your identity and help keep your account secure. We're required to gather this information if you want to keep using your balance in order to comply with federal regulation. Then it asks you to go to settings in an app, tap on identity verification. Have you heard about this? Is this legit?
Yeah, there's some, you know, some emails are legitimate and some are not. So it's when an email actually just asks you for personal confidential information that you normally wouldn't give out to somebody because they already have that information, like your social security number and other information like that. So you got to be careful of those types of emails that come out asking for information, you know, because they could be, you know, steal your identity in some way. It's best, Bob, right, to go directly to the company itself.
Mm-hmm.
So if you, you know, believe that, you know, it's from the companies, go directly to their report site. Exactly.
So you would try to go to Venmo?
Exactly. Go to the site directly or call the company itself on a landline, the old-fashioned way. You know, go on the landline and see if that's actually truly them. Because there are some legitimate emails, but unfortunately the scammer knows that, and they try to take advantage of it, saying, making it look like they're imposters, you know, mm-hmm. trying to make it look like they're in a company when they're not, mm-hmm. and that's when they steal the information from you directly.
And you want to check out anything, you want to report a possible scam, it's bbb.org for the Better Business Bureau, correct, Steve?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes, BBB.org. Before you buy or hire BBB, so many times people come to us after, Bob, when it's too late, we can prevent this from happening to you. So, you know, find business you can trust at BBB.org.
All right, Steve. And when the cop stops you for distracted driving, just tell him you're on the radio, and he'll give you a pass. Just mention WGN.
Good.
Yeah. All right.
Well, I'll say I'm Bob Thrott.
Yeah, no, don't do that. You get fined double. Talk to you next week. Thank you, Steve.
Thanks, Bob. Bye-bye.